Hello and welcome to our service for Sunday the 31st of January. My name is Max Cross. I'm the church leader here in Bedhampton and welcome to our service today. So the reason you see me stumble there is because actually we are doing this live today. Previously we've been recording this service and putting that out on a Sunday morning, but we are trialling the option of doing it live. So you are welcome, and you'll see all the mistakes that I make. But let's begin with some news before we continue. Just a reminder that St. Thomas's on Bedhampton, in Bedhampton on Bidbury Lane, is open for private prayer between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. So you can go along there and have some quiet time for some prayer. I also want to talk to you about some brilliant new news. You may have received one of these in the post or through your door. If you haven't and you're on the electoral roll, you'll certainly be getting one over the next week. These are our brochures for the beginning of what we hope to be the refurbishment of St. Nicholas's, which is one of our church buildings here in Bedhampton. And this talks about phase one, the refurbishment of the toilets. So there's great information in there. We hope that you will join us, that you will partner with us for that refurbishment. And you can find out more details also on our website if you want to find out more information about that. But do join us as we seek to make St. Nicholas's the best it can be, as we look to minister and to reach out to Bedhampton. Also, as well, our Lent group coming up, starting on the 24th of February, will be Discipleship Explored. Now, if you're not in a home group and you want to be part of Discipleship Explored, if your home group perhaps isn't doing it or you're not in a home group, then do get in touch with me either via the phone number for the office or the email, and we will make sure that you can join us on a Wednesday. We're going to do a daytime Lent group and an evening early evening link group as well. Lots more information, of course, on your news sheet, which you should get by email. If you're not getting that by email, do again send me an email and I will add you to the list. Fantastic. Well, lots going on, but of course, the reason we're really here this morning is to worship God. And just before we began, I was reading in my Bible and just felt nudged by God's Holy Spirit to share this with you. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Once I start reading, you'll realise what it is. It'll be a familiar passage to you, starting at verse 12 of chapter 12 from 1 Corinthians. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptised by one Spirit, so as to form one body. Whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honourable we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. I read that and it just came home to me this morning as we begin our worship together. We are one church, still one church, spread across Bedhampton and indeed further afield. But wherever you are right now, you are part of the church. And in a moment, we will invite God's Spirit to guide us as we say these words on the screen. But before we do, I want to just take a moment to be quiet and to recognise that you are part of the church where you are. And just to invite him to be with us. So let's take a moment to be quiet. Holy Spirit, would you guide us? We recognize you are here. Would you guide us and would you lead us in our worship? Might all that we do and say and think this morning across Bedhampton and Hampshire, may that all be worship and be presentable to you. And we say these words together. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Of course, one of the things that we do as we come to be with God is to recognise that we do make mistakes and we do need to come before him. Because of what Jesus did on the cross for you and I, we know that we can be forgiven when we come to him. So again, let's take a moment of silence as we come to God to confess our sins, to receive his forgiveness, as we turn away from those sins. Let's take a moment to reflect on our lives and the last few weeks. You might find it helpful to close your eyes and picture that you're handing Jesus a parcel of your mistakes and your sins. Or you may just simply sit there and reflect for a moment. And so we say these words together as we come before God. Father God, we bring before you the areas of our lives where we have not acted justly, have not loved mercy, and have not walked humbly. Forgive us, we pray. And may the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life. In Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, clean of our sins and our mistakes, we can come before our God and continue to worship him. And we're going to do that in sung worship now. This week we are looking at Jesus being faithful. So it's no surprise that the songs we're singing today have that in mind. Enjoy this as you sing or reflect along.
Join with all nature in manifold witness. is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Fantastic song, isn't it? Great to hear that. Now, you might be wondering why I'm still in my living room when we are doing this live. But we thought long and hard about whether I should transfer to St. Nicholas's or St. Thomas's for this live service. But we decided that we do a service from St. Thomas's on a Wednesday, our communion service, which you can see every Wednesday. But actually, we're going to continue worshipping from our living rooms for the time being. And so it's right that I also worship with you from my living room. So that's why we're still in the rectory living room, and Susie's sitting over there waiting to do her reading in a minute, just as no doubt you have possibly people with you. So, talking of readings, we're going to hear from Neville Quick in a moment as he reads from Romans for us. And then we'll invite Susie up to read from the book of Matthew. Now, you'll remember that we are continuing our journey through the book of Matthew, the gospel of Jesus in Matthew. And that's what we're looking at today. And later on, Fleur will speak to us about that. But for now, here's our reading from Romans, which Neville's going to do.
The reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 30. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Neville, for that. And now I'm going to invite Susie up to read from the book of Matthew.
The reading is taken from Matthew 10, verses 26 to 42. Do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives a cup of cold water to one of those little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for Susie. Well, there's a huge amount in that passage, isn't there? I wonder where Fleur is going to take us with that. So let's find out as we hear what Fleur has to say about that.
Hello. End of January. This is the time that this video is being released for, January the 31st. How are we all feeling? Truth be told, I probably feel a little delirious. I've lost all routine and control and I'm somewhat giddy with anticipation of the next curveball. This week we had a period of self-isolation whilst John was waiting for a COVID test and then managing the resulting homeschooling and both of us with kind of two full-time jobs. Pleased to say the test came back negative and we're starting to claw back normalcy. I'm at once proud of our effort and also I'm very mindful of all the families who are permanently having to homeschool during this phase of school closures. And so it is within this context that I speak today about Jesus's faithfulness and what a time it is to be a believer. We've been given two passages of text this morning. The first from Matthew, an excerpt of Jesus sends out the 12, and the second from Romans, titled Future Glory. These passages are a dream to talk about in such a time as this. They talk about not being afraid, about living not for our flesh today, but for our future glory. But the challenge for us today will be how we put into practice the clear direction that's been given, from hearing the word to applying it, living it, breathing it, For as we know, Jesus is the Word. Our Bible is living. Our Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Jesus is our Word and the Word. So, as we talk through these two passages, I pray the calling they have on your life today, now, is made known to you in such a clear way as to be undeniably from our Lord and a demonstration of his faithfulness to us. Matthew. Now, full disclosure, I am no biblical scholar, but with God's blessing, these are the key messages I take from this passage about Jesus's faithfulness. So I'm going to go through the passage and I'm going to call out what I feel are the key messages about Jesus's faithfulness. And I guess my disclaimer is that I come at this just as an open and honest reader. So be kind to me, but also hear what they say about you and about the current situation that you're in. The first, don't be afraid of anything. You know, in Matthew it says, don't be afraid. And to me that says, don't be afraid of systems, of people, of situations, of decisions, of anything. You are in the hands of God in the same way as a sparrow. It is only him who we need to fear. Is that the balance in your life? Is that the balance in my life? Am I afraid when I don't need to be afraid? Two, let's be public with our faith. Let's enjoy the promise that whoever acknowledges Jesus before men will also be acknowledged by Jesus before our Father in heaven. I used to work for the Salvation Army, a Christian church, and what a gift that was, and one I hope I didn't take for granted, to be encouraged to express my faith in my working and personal life. Now it's harder to express my faith at work, but certainly not impossible. As disciples, we must be faithful to God's request to speak about him and his presence in our lives. Number three, and this is potentially the most dramatic challenge to us. Don't suppose that I have come to have peace. Don't suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Are we shaken up? Are we missing our peace? Are we missing our comfort? Are we longing for what made us calm? Are we thinking of simpler times? Is this time we are in actually a sword for our lives? Is it helping us to realise that God wanted us to be on fire? Gosh, what a challenge. And one that perhaps deserves a bit more time than a single bullet within a list. Have we been yearning for a peace that God didn't want us to have? Number four. And Jesus promised to us, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We have heard these words before, probably many times throughout our lives, but they are as true today as when we first heard them. Christ is faithful. Every day, I need to give up my life. Our commitments are not absolute rocks. They waver, either through time or circumstance. Has your commitment wavered? Do we remember commitments that we made in baptisms, in communions? Is there an opportunity today to lose our life for Jesus' sake all over again? Are we ready to receive that reward? I'm going to move on to Romans now. So we've had 4 points on Christ's faithfulness from Matthew 10 and now 3 from Romans. 7 in total. But again, my hope is that one of these really speaks into where you are right now. Just one. So, point 5 from Romans about Christ's faithfulness, and this is about suffering. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Wow. Do we believe in that? Do we reassure ourselves with that? I feel God speaking to me and reassuring me that I will look back at this time and marvel at how I got through it. Today I am holding on to the promise of future fleur, of future glory, because without it my days are much harder. Number six, prayer. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. I love this passage, and so relevant when it seems like so much is damaged. Where can we start? What paltry prayer can we offer up? How wonderful to learn that Jesus, through his Spirit, intercedes for us. Last week I had the privilege of doing prayers. The joy of praising God amongst the darkness. The freedom and the sense of liberation to give everything over. Christ's faithfulness to us, to pray for us, to find the words that we cannot reach. Seven. Finally, Christ's faithfulness in one passage. And we know in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Are there collective thanks that we need to offer up today, now? With this passage in mind, thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. We are not afraid. Thank you. We can acknowledge you publicly. Thank you. We have a sword. Thank you. We give our lives to you again. Thank you. We have future glory. Thank you. We have you praying for us. Thank you. You are working for our good. Thank you. And so, be glorified. You have been called by God, and he is faithful. And so, friends, be glorified. Friends, you have been called by God, and he is faithful. Thank you. Amen.
Wow, she did well there, didn't she? She's picking out 7 points from those readings, Matthew and Romans. And what a challenge for us as well, picking out one of those points that she raised. Maybe one of those is impacting us right now. I wonder which one it might be for you. Fleur brought out that we are not afraid. Maybe you are afraid at the moment. Maybe that's one of the points that God is calling for you. Or that we can acknowledge Jesus publicly. Maybe you struggle with the ability to share your faith, and that is what God is calling to you. Or that we have a sword. We pray, don't we, for peace and comfort from God all the time. But sometimes, as Fleur pointed out, it might be that we are being made to feel uncomfortable for a reason. Maybe God is moving you on in a season. Or we can give our lives to Jesus again. What those commitments that Fleur spoke about. We have future glory. We have Jesus praying for us. And then finally, Jesus is working for our good. Maybe we need to be thanking him for that. I wonder which of those 7 points God is speaking to you about this morning. Again, I've just been nudged by God's Spirit as I sat there listening to Fleur about this body of the church. Maybe you are being called. You know, maybe God is calling you to do something in the church for him. That may be the church here in Bedhampton, or that might be something out in the world as a member of the church. Let's take a moment now to reflect upon those points as we continue to worship our God. We're going to hear the song Faithful One, and you might enjoy singing along with this, but also maybe take some time to invite God's Spirit to be with you, to speak to you of those 7 points. So as we enter into sung worship for a moment, let me just invite God's Spirit once more, or really for us to recognise that God's Spirit is already here. Holy Spirit, as we reflect on those 7 points and we worship you in song, would you speak to us about one of them? Amen.
Faithful one, so unchanged.
a great song that is. And I pray that God spoke to you during it. And if he did and you'd like to chat about that, do get in touch with me. I mean, part of my calling is to enable discipleship. And so I'd love to see you move on in your discipleship. So if I can help with that, do get in touch. We're going to have our prayers in a moment as Nikki reads our prayers for us. But I want to remind you that there's an opportunity to pray on a Wednesday morning. We meet online on a Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. You can join us for prayer. You can go to the website and find out more about that. And of course, as I said earlier on, there's an opportunity to pray in St. Thomas's on Bribery Lane during the week. But of course, you can also pray in your living room as you sit and drink your cup of tea. But now Nikki is going to lead us in our prayers today.
Dear Lord, on this last day of January, we know that God answers those who call out to him day and night. Let us call out to God, our Father, for the needs of the world during this pandemic. Lord, bless, strengthen and preserve all those who out of love and sacrifice care for the sick, either in their homes or in the hospitals. Remove all sickness and suffering from your people and teach us to value life and health as gifts from you. Give us your peace, O God, and fill our hearts with unflinching faith in your protection, hope in your help, and love for you and our neighbours. May we be reminded that each of us has a mission. May our faith in Jesus Christ send us forth to give others our time and support and build life-giving relationships. We pray for those who witness the gospel in all areas of the world, that their example of love and mercy will guide those who don't yet know you to seek you out. Lead us in Bethampton through prayer and your Holy Spirit as we reach out to our community now more than ever before. Let us stand strong in our faith and follow you wherever you may send us. We pray that we are open to your word and respond to any work which you give us. Thank you for our church leaders who help us to understand your word as written in the Bible and apply your teachings to our daily lives. We ask for your blessing on all of them. We praise you that we are free to read a Bible in public without fear of persecution. We ask you for your forgiveness when we often forget to regularly read your word and therefore ignore an important part of our faith. Dear Lord, it's so amazing that you listen to us when we pray. God, if anyone needs proof that you answer prayers, may they reflect on everything that's happened in their life so that they can see when your hand was present. For those who are weighed down with burdens or doubts, help them to see that anything is possible in your name. Send your Holy Spirit and let them feel your love for them and open their hearts to you. O Lord, we thank you for this beautiful world. We ask that you help us to respect your creation so that it's unchanged for generations to come. Help us to take responsibility for the environment and to realise that we must all play our part in protecting this world. We thank you for the snowdrops and the first daffodils which have appeared recently, and for the evenings which are already growing lighter. Thank you for your parish of Bethampton, where we can walk to the sea and sense your presence in the power of nature. Please protect those who are in despair due to so many reasons. Famines and other natural disasters are continuing. Wars are still tearing apart communities. Help us to remember to ask for relief for all those affected and to help financially when possible. Shelter the weak from their oppressors. Help all aggressors to see that their path is wrong and that they have an alternative route. No one was born with hatred in their heart. We pray for all those in our parish who are lonely, ill, or in need of comfort. Send your Holy Spirit and use us to show them that they are loved. Lord, we also pray for those who have left this earthly life to be with you in your heavenly kingdom. We rejoice for those whose bodies cause pain and sickness, as they are now free from all pain for eternity. Please enfold their families and friends in your loving arms. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Nikki. And thank you to Neville as well and Fleur for contributing to today's service. If you want to be part of a service in the future, maybe reading from the Bible. Oh, I should have thanked Susie as well, shouldn't I? If you want to be reading from the Bible or contributing to the prayers, or even if you are able to record a worship song, then do let me know. Just to remind you, as we come to the end of our time here together, that we are beginning that Discipleship Explored Lent course. You can get in touch with me about that. Don't forget about the toilets, the refurbishment of St Nick's, and how you can be part of that, both on the website, or you should, if you're on the electoral roll, be getting a brochure and a letter about that through your door. And also, just to let you know that you can watch this service again afterwards. So if you know other people who would like to do that, they can do that either on Facebook, YouTube, or indeed on our website. You can watch it again. And in a moment as well, we will be joining with those that want to on Zoom for a cup of coffee and a cup of tea and just a catch up after the service. So if you know how Zoom works, you can do join us. Details are on the screen. You can join us on that. But if Zoom is not your thing, why don't you just give someone in the family, the church family, a call, or even someone you know who's lonely a call, and just share something of the love of God with them this morning. That might be by literally sharing something of the love of God, or just simply sharing some love with them. Why don't you do that? But it'd be great to see some of you on Zoom in a couple of minutes. Susie's going to go and put the kettle on as we do that. But before we do, let's come to the end of our service. Let's bless one another as we go with the grace. So bring to mind perhaps someone that you would normally worship with in the church, or someone you've not seen for a while, as we share these words together. And so may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and evermore. Amen. Well, it's been great to do this live this week. Didn't make too many keyboard errors, did I, as I went along, but we managed to get through. It's good to hear the contributions from people and to know that actually we share this together. As we share this at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning. We'll give it another go in the next few weeks as well. But have a fantastic week. If I don't see you on Zoom in a moment, have a great week and enjoy yourselves.
It's amazing.